The rudder workers joined the mast riggers, and with the added help of willing paws, they had the foremast rigged as the sun dipped below the western horizon and night set in. The Pearl Queen Puddin' was voted a huge success by all the crew, who went back licking their spoons for second helpings. Rosie undid her apron with a flourish, winking at Formal.
You know, it wouldn't hurt old Finbar to appoint me permanent cook aboard this vessel. Jolly wise choice.
Formal heaped two bowls of pudding for himself and Rosie.
Ye must remember, Miss Rose, that cookers be pot washers too.
Rosie threw the apron to a nearby shrew.
I've just resigned.
Sheltered by the high rocks, the cove was snug from wind and weather. With no anxiety and the prospect of sailing on the morrow, Pearl Queen's crew lay about on the hatch covers, eating, drinking and singing. Rosie was prevailed upon to perform her laughing song. With Finbar twiddling the keys of his otter accordion, she braced herself and launched into it. The crew found themselves sorry they had asked her to start. Rosie stood demurely, paws clasped, eyelids aflutter, and began singing in a piercing soprano voice, outrageously twisting and elongating the words.
There is naught on this earth to compare with a comely young female. Her beauty is winsome to see. She will smile and she'll laugh prettily.
She smiled coyly at her stunned audience.
Tarquin wrote this for me, you know. There's another six verses. Shall I sing them for you, chaps?
There followed a joint unplugging of paws from ears as the entire crew yelled in a single voice.
No, thank you!
The Hon Rosie sniffed airily as she launched herself at a bowl of pudding.
Rotten lot! Some beast of no appreciation at all of life's finer things, what?
However, her indignation soon vanished as she clapped paws with the rest in time to Joseph's rendition of an old favourite. Finbar twiddled an accompaniment as the bellmaker's strong baritone voice echoed around the cove.
Oh, William Mole to his father said, why don't I hear day break? And why can't I hear the night fall? No noise does either make.
Oh, riddle me, diddle me, riddle me, ree. Silly old father, tell to me.
Why doesn't a fish nest in a tree or a bird fly under the sea? Oh, wise little son, said his father, you never hear day break. And you never awake to hear night fall. You're asleep for goodness sake.
So riddle you, diddle you, fiddle you do. Your silly old father loves you true.
You're good, I'll tell you something more. A beach is a tree and a beach is a shore, and its sky is blue and wind blue too.
Your silly old father is wiser than you, so weigh my words as you go on your way.
Tomorrow's today when the night.